What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
This is John Batchelor. A relief from the open, closed, almost straight today. There's no fresh news. More dancing between Tehran and Washington. So I turned my attention to the cosmos. Thanks to two young astronomers, post-grad students, one at Cornell, one at MIT, who were celebrated for a new paper they've published in a geophysical journal research, Journal of Geophysical Research, about planets. Not only planets in our solar system, Mars and Titan, which would be a planet if it wasn't in orbit around a planet, so we call it a moon. And then there's exoplanets, three exoplanets, one Venus-like, one Earth-like, very large, and one, well, it's liquid lava. However, we turn our attention to waves on these planets. The young astronomers asked, what would a wind do on each planet? So we have to adjust our expectations of what we're looking for, which is Eden 2, habitable zone, Earth size or larger, with a rocky and wet surface that we can see, or assume if the cloud cover is thick enough for us to imagine that's water vapor, not sulfuric acid in gas form or some other exotic. Remember, what I've learned is the solar system and by extension the rest of the cosmos is a great big chemistry kit. And as I did when I had a chemistry set once upon a time, you throw things together and see what happens. Mostly nothing, because you don't know your chemistry. But sometimes you come up with something stable called the planet. Now, why Una Schnack and Charlie Dedalich wanted to look at planets is to impose a model they came up with studying Lake Superior and the waves of Lake Superior, the wind, the pressure of this atmosphere, the liquidity, the heat, and the motion of the waves all came up with a model that they could apply to these other planets, exoplanets and planets in our solar system. Mars doesn't have any water. Aha! Well, they came up with a model that could explain the signs of water on the edges of what were presumed lakes once upon a time. The one they all liked was, both Una and Charlie liked a lot, is Titan, which is, I've learned to call, essentially a gas station. It's filled with all fossil fuels of all kinds, but they're liquid. Water would turn into ice on, or ice rock mountain on Titan. So what we're looking at is hydrocarbons swishing around in an ocean. And they both, once we gave them, David Livingston was with me for Hotel Mars, once we gave them an unlimited budget, they both wanted to go to Titan, put up lots of orbiters, and put landers down on the surface to see what the rocks are like. The rocks are made out of water ice. And the lakes are made out of hydrocarbons, and everything in between. The expectation is the hydrocarbons would push very easily, so as a modest wind would turn into a great big tsunami of hydrocarbons coming at you, standing on the rocky ice shore. Marvelous. And Titan's within reach. Una's response to David Livingston's very good question, what technology do we need to get orbiters around Titan? Una said, we have it now. We can go. There's one outbound. I think she told me there's one outbound for Titan. Or it's not outbound yet. It's to launch in X number of months or years. Good idea. Any probe of our solar system is smart, like the Europa Clipper is outbound to test the theories that there's liquid water under the surface ice. That would also be useful to have their model of waves. Are there waves underneath the ice? Don't know. It was all wonderful, and it was such a relief from reporting a war that is endless and non-transparent and in the hands of people who are paid not to tell us what's going on. I understand that, on all sides. There was another story, however, that wasn't either on the moon planet Titan or in the Middle East, and that was Simon Constable's report from the south of France. The plums are ripening. The flowers are bursting out. They're well ahead of New England, where I am. Irises are in full bloom, different colors of blue. The wisteria pours off the stone walls of Simon's, well, it's an estate. It's a 400-year-old estate. I'm sure the French call it something like a mini chateau. It's got stone walls that have been there for hundreds of years, and the wisteria grows right off of it, purple and white. Also over in the courtyard and over a gateway. Other flowers are coming because it's still early spring. So I felt so envious of Simon, I took a walk in my garden, and I was delighted to see that the lilies, the ornamental lilies and others that I planted just 10 days ago, are already pushing through. I put really good topsoil in there and mixed it up with fertilizer. So they should be doing well. I'm going to have a lot of work to do in the garden. Anything but dealing with the open-closed Straits of Hormuz. Now, there is something at risk here because there are limits to how much is in storage for jet fuel, for aviation, for diesel, for the vehicles of Europe. Europe mostly is on diesel. Yes, the U.S. has rich sources of gasoline, oil. But there's a world price, so we don't get it special. We'll pay the price everybody pays. And underneath all transportation, all goods moving anywhere, is the price of a barrel of oil. That's true for the ships bringing to the U.S. and from the U.S. So X number of weeks, and then we're into unknown territory of price hikes, something to pay for the extra fuel that's required to deliver the goods. I was also joined by Gordon Chang and Alan Tomlinson, and we debated what it means that China is now threatening to arrest the executives of any firm that takes its supply chain or any part of it out of China to put somewhere else where it's safer. I know, I could say that again, it sounds intimidating. It's meant to be. China is not a friendly power, and it's not a friendly competitor. It's in earnest. And also in despair because the economy that they built up carefully over 20 years with loans, has now hit a limit of how much more they can borrow. And the crater that is the residential income and the crater that is the consumer income is not making up for the resistance of the world to the factory floor, the overcapacity of the factory floor. Enough of that. I'd much rather go to the exoplanets. Anyway, it was great fun to meet two young astronomers. They have the world and the galaxy and the solar system ahead of them, and they are the planet waves. I joked a little bit about Surf's Up. I'm certainly going to tell my friend Kahuna Bliss on Friday about surfing hydrocarbon waves on Titan or sulfuric acid waves on, I think it's, I'm not sure which exoplanet has liquid sulfuric acid. There is one of the planets, so I think it's called Cancri 5, something like that, that has liquid molten oceans, which move slowly, surprise. There's much more to the show. There's politics. There's observation about California's gubernatorial race from Joel Kotkin. There are observations about strange doings at Harvard Business School, where they apparently don't usually deal with people looking in at their case studies, and Peter Berkowitz looks in on one particular that's mighty prejudiced towards Israel. I hope you enjoy the show, especially the planet waves. Thank you and good night.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.